USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr says the public will be able to see the redacted Mueller report within a week. He tells a House panel that they're still redacting four categories of sensitive information.
Right now, the special counsel is working with us on identifying information in the reports that fall under those four categories. We will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as Border Patrol and ICE officials are also testifying before the Senate on increasing migration into the United States at our southern border amid DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's resignation. One Border Patrol chief telling the Senate that this is not a manufactured crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Charges of plotting a terrorist attack are pending for a man from Maryland who planned an ISIS-style attack at the National Harbor. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The National Harbor is a waterfront development of restaurants, retail outlets, and hotels in Maryland, just outside the nation's capital. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rondell Henry wanted to create panic and chaos by using a stolen U-Haul van to drive over as many people as possible. Prosecutors also say Henry had hatred for disbelievers. Authorities were able to find his phone that featured images of the ISIS flag with a series of beheading videos. I'm John Clemens.
The number of measles cases confirmed in the U.S. since the beginning of the year already surpasses the total number of confirmed in 2018. Dr. Rudolph Valentini tells WDIV-TV in Detroit,
if we can get 95% of our populace vaccinated, if we can achieve 95% vaccination, we can eradicate measles.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Wisconsin man in March pleaded guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents. Now, he's set to be sentenced in May in Wisconsin. Wisconsin does not have the death penalty, so likely he will be spending his life behind bars. Professor David Dow is the founder and director of the Texas Innocence Network. I had a chance to ask him what this killer, convicted killer's life will be like once he's behind bars.
It's going to be horrible. I'm not sure he'll spend that many years in prisons. Prisons are dangerous, violent places, and you don't get good health care, and they're not feeding you food that's designed to allow you to live to be into your hundreds. And so I'm not sure that he's going to have particularly pleasant time in prison. But I also think that that case really illustrates something important about the death penalty, which is that people who commit heinous crimes are people that have some fundamental problem. I mean, if you're just trying to get inside the head of somebody who would kill two complete strangers just because he saw a young girl at a bus stop one day and decided that he was going to kidnap her and hold her hostage, if you try to climb inside that person's head, you can't do it. That person has done something that somebody who does not have severe mental health problems cannot even begin to fathom.
Bank of America is announcing plans to raise its minimum wage up to $20 an hour. The CEO announced that they will start paying their employees who begin at the bank $41,000 a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.